Thanks for joining us. Here now is Darlene Sala with this week's encouraging words. Today's program is titled, How Much Are You Worth?
When you wake up in the morning, do you sometimes feel worthless? The reason is probably that you were up too late the night before. But then again, maybe those feelings go deeper than mere sleep deprivation. Maybe you're someone who struggles with feeling worthwhile to yourself and to others. In his book, The Bondage Breaker, Neil Anderson writes, "One of the most common attitudes I have discovered in Christians is a deep-seated sense of self-deprecation. I've heard them say, 'I'm not important, I'm not qualified, I'm no good.' Satan can do absolutely nothing to alter our worth to God, but he can render us virtually inoperative if he can deceive us into believing his insidious lies, accusing us of being of little value to God or other people. Sometimes something that appears to be a worthless piece of junk turns out to be more valuable than we would have ever dreamed. Richard bought an old pickle bottle for $3 at a junk sale. A few months later, he offered it for sale on eBay, the internet auction site. Much to his surprise, after a week-long auction and more than 60 bids, the 11-inch amber bottle sold for $44,100. Some mornings you may wake up feeling worth about as much as a $3 pickle bottle. You feel that about all you're good for is to sit on a shelf. Take heart. You're worth far more than $44,100. God was willing to pay the death of his only son to redeem you. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, John tells us. You're priceless. Never forget it. Your heart may tell you something different. So will the world. Believe God's evaluation of you. Then trust him to accomplish his purpose in your life as you follow his steps one day at a time."
You've been listening to Darlene Sala's Encouraging Words. For more information on the program, visit Guidelines International Ministries at guidelines.org.